Chicago there this morning, leading us back into the show. If you leave me now, that's the name of that one. If you leave me now, you're gonna miss our next segment with Robin Coles talking about a variety of things having to do with boats. And we met at the Ibex again this year, and this past year, and we got several items to talk about, including lithium batteries. So don't go away. Robin will be with us in just a moment. Don't leave, don't have any dock envy. You know, you look up and down the cove and you see that dock over there and you go, oh boy, I wish I had something like that. Well, you can take your ideas and your dreams to DockWorks. You can start the process by just calling them. Emily will answer the phone more than likely. And the phone number is 573-964-1919. And they'll get that process started for you. They'll help you design out what you want, get it all inspected and improved by Ameren before they start working on it. So you'll have that dock in no time at all, actually. It's amazing how quickly they can get them out, but they do take their time to make sure they get everything just right. That is the DockWorks difference. Give them a call. They're delivering docks all the way up to the 50-mile marker. 573-964-1919. Emily will answer the phone. She can start that process with you, and you can then get that DockWorks difference for you right here at Lake of the Ozarks. We want to also mention that the cable guys, Josh and David, are starting to go out and check docks again as the lakes start coming back up. If you need that dock service, we'll go out there and look at your cables, make sure everything is nice and tight and not too tight, not too loose. You don't want something to happen with one of these storms like we just had this week blow through and cause you a bunch of damage. Get in touch with the cable guys. They're right there at DockWorks. Once again, 573-964-1919.
Boat to Bridal Cave.
Hi, this is Lindsay from Bridal Cave and Thunder Mountain Park. I would like to personally invite you to come explore the lake's premier family attraction. Legendary for its world-famous natural beauty, Bridal Cave is family fun as it should be. Get back to nature with the tour of the caverns. Pan for gemstones, feed the giant fish, take a hike on the nature trail, or pick out your favorite treasure from the rock shop. Bridal Cave is truly the underground adventure you'll never forget. Bridal Cave, where memories are made daily.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. You know, Ibex is all about new products and services. It's all about boat building and those kind of things. But, you know, it's also a place where you meet people 1 year and you don't talk to them or see them again for another whole year or two or three. This is the case with the person we have on our Boat U.S. guest line this morning. Robin Coles is with us. And a good morning to you. It's great to be talking with you again.
Oh, same here, Bob. It's great to see you. It was great to see you at Ibex as well. It was great to reconnect with so many other people.
Isn't that one of the great things about it? And I don't know, I've been going for about 10 years, I guess. How many have you been to?
I don't even know. Probably almost as many as you probably. I know I've been in the industry since 2005. So yeah, that's quite a while.
Oh yeah. I first started going when they were having it in Louisville. And
yes, that's when I started as well.
Oh, I'll be darned. Yeah. And it was close by. I mean, I could drive there and back almost in a day, but really enjoyed it. And then, of course, it outgrew itself and ended up in Tampa at their huge convention center down there. What's your sort of reaction to, what we saw this past year?
It was good. It was the first one I've been back to since the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And it, like I said, it was just great to see so many people. I met a lot of new people. It was good. You know, people were happy to be there. People were happy to be interacting with one another again. And businesses seemed to be happy that people were stopping by and talking to them and, you know, learning all about their businesses.
Very much so. Well, you know, for our listeners that don't know, IBEX is the International Boat Builders Exhibition, and it's all about boat building. It's not open to the public at this time, so it's one of those things where it's sort of restricted. But they had a huge turnout, and they actually opened up some new territory in the convention center to allow for more businesses to be there. So that was pretty good. Robin, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So right now I'm a freelance technical writer, which means that I work with businesses to help them write their standard operating procedures, their user guides, their operation manuals, get the next strategy, figure out what it is, where their business is at, what they need to do from there, progress to the next step.
Are these for small businesses or even large, big corporations, that kind of thing?
So I'm working with small to medium-sized businesses, and to find out what their biggest challenges are, what they're experiencing right now, and how I can help them get over whatever the bottlenecks are in their business. And it's a new service.
Yeah, so. I think that's interesting because sometimes it does take somebody from the outside to put a new pair of eyes on it and see where the issues are, or the problems, and present some answers. You might try this or you might try that.
Right, exactly. I help them get a big picture. I put together a big picture vision for them of what their next steps will be, whether it's some new marketing techniques that they need to try, or finding the right audience, or even finding some investors that will to get their business going, up and running more.
Sure. Without giving us letting us know the company, do you have an example of somebody maybe in the boating industry, the marine industry, that had an issue and you got in there and you figured it out for them and it helped them get over that hump?
Some of the other smaller boat shows, I've met a lot of the exhibitors, and I was actually able to help one of them. He was struggling getting buyers into his shop to buy the boats that he was selling, and we were able to put a whole video series together and get buyers in there.
Oh.
He ended up building the business to where he wanted so that he could sell it.
Ah, yeah, that's very good. Well, I know you've come across a lot of various problems and issues and helped some of these guys get over some of those problems and get them back on track and get going, whatever their goal might be, I guess you could say. How do people get in touch with you if something here trips their trigger and they want to find out more?
Can I give them my calendar link? Because that would be the best way to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Whichever is easiest for you.
Okay. So they can either email me at Robin, R-O-B-I-N, at Robin, R-O-B-I-N-G, as in Gale, like the wind, Coles, C, as in Charlie, OLES.com. And they can also go to my calendar, which is robingcoles.com/calendar, all small letters. And they can book a complimentary strategy session with me. Just no commitment. We can have this conversation, like I said, and find out what their biggest challenges are, what they're experiencing right now. And I'm completely here for them, so we can help them just find their biggest challenges, what they are again, and versus what they want to be from where they are now, and go through the bottlenecks.
Wow, that's really
put a big picture together.
That's really cool. So, Robin, one of the things that we wanted to bring up this morning was lithium batteries. You've been doing some checking into this. What's up? What do you know?
Yes, Bob. I don't know if you attended, but at the IBEX show, there was a seminar, special seminar actually, called the Carbon Conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of that, someone spoke up and said that their major concern was that the insurance companies were not insuring boats that had lithium batteries on it. Okay, well, nobody knew that really was happening. I approached the magazine and I asked the editor and I asked if I could actually do some research on it to find out what was going on. And my God, what a can of worms I opened up.
I was there for that. I remember that comment and I was like, whoa.
Yeah. So I guess the first thing is that when people say lithium ion, there's two different types. So we're not sure which one they're talking about. And when I've done some research and talked to a lot of people, they weren't sure either. So there's the lithium ion, and that's magnesium cobalt, which you find in a lot of the bigger work boats. And also in like the electric bikes and a lot of the toys and the cell phones and all that. And then you have the lithium ion, I-R-O-N, but because of our accents here, we never know which one we're speaking.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's a phosphate battery. And that's seems to be a little steadier. And that's the ones you find on the recreational side of the boat, if they have them. And the LiFePO4 batteries are lithium ion iron phosphate batteries as well. So there, right there, is the big difference.
Robin, I want to ask you some more questions. We're not through talking about lithium batteries, I know, so just hang on the Boat U.S. guest line there. We're going to put you on pause for just a moment, but we'll get right back with you. Very interesting conversation this morning. Thank you for being with us here on the radio. Polylift Boat Lifts has some openings and some help wanted because things are really good. They're growing and expanding very rapidly. And this is great news for one of our best hometown businesses here at the Lake of the Ozarks. They're looking for 2 day shift welders, a couple of night shift welders, CNC machine operator for manufacturing, also 1 yard and shipping person, 1 assembly person, and 1 service technician. And what you do is you get a hold of Polylift. They're located on Highway 5 there in Sunrise Beach. You can go to their website, which is polylift.com. They also have an Osage Beach location. You can probably stop in there if you want just to ask some questions about that. Or you can send more information to sales@polylift.com and request an application for those positions we just mentioned, or you can talk to them about any positions that they might have open. Once again, they do have a great service there. They make these great, polylift boat lifts that are, they're phenomenal in what they do. They really, really are the fabulous thing that you've heard all across the lake area. They really add value to your dock and to your house if you're getting ready to sell. Lifetime warranty on these, the Polylift. You can find them more at polylift.com, and or just stop into either location, Sunrise Beach or Osage Beach.